Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little.
And then do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
You already know what day it is. Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy, happy Tuesday. Tuesday, September 17th. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you know what it is, Telly. They deserve the best.
They do. They do. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday. Tuesday. Is it going up?
It's going up.
It actually is going up this Tuesday.
It is.
Yes. And make sure you tune in. I'm going to plug it. I don't know. I mean, I know DT may not want to because she's involved, but you got to tune in to Truth on Politics tonight from 6 to 8.
Indeed.
Where Denise will be one of the participants in the roundtable. And it's going to be hot.
I've never been on a show with Sherwin before to talk about politics. I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all better tune in.
I'm ready. Warning him. I said, look, man, don't be using all them big words now. I know what you're talking about.
Bring them, yeah. See, here's the thing. Tonight, I'm going to show out because guess what time the show begins? 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
My brain cells have warmed up. See, it's 6 a.m. when I get up for this show. My brain don't really turn on till 10 a.m.
Yeah, it does hit different.
Oh, so for those that tune in to Telly and I, thank you. You've been with us from day one. I promise you, my vernacular, it's going to be way more sophisticated this evening because it's 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
I might drop me an 8-syllable word. Shoot.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great listen. Truth Nation, you got to support. Tap in. I think you will be live on YouTube during that time as well. So, yes, either way, definitely get involved.
That's crazy, though. Think about it. Dr. Ken, Sherwin, from a personality standpoint. Dr. Ken, Sherwin, yours truly. Then you got Tory Lowe, who obviously loves the Democratic Party. Tory Lowe is DNC. DNC. I'm so joking. And Dame, our brother Dame.
Yes. No, I think it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful.
I can't wait. Last night, I was walking Ernie. Ernie is something else. First of all, how did I get to the point where I have to negotiate with my grand dog about walking?
Because he ain't on that.
Were you there? And here's what's crazy. I try to, and for those that have pets or dogs especially, and my grand dog is an English bulldog. So if they even hear like a rapper and they think it's like food, oh, it's a miracle. Now you can get up. But as soon as I grab that leash and that harness, he'd be turning away and like, I'm like, oh, word. That's we playing possum. That's what we doing.
Hey, man, you don't want no leash. You don't want to be held back.
He wants to sleep and eat in that order for the vast majority of the 24-hour period. But, you know, I have to say this. Our weather has been phenomenal.
I'm telling you, it feels like San Diego. 80 every day.
And here's what's messed up, Telly. I want to be happy about that. But that's not a good thing when it's September in Wisconsin and it's 80 degrees. It's just not.
Yeah.
Mother Earth is letting us know, okay.
But we also know this is Wisconsin, so it could be 82 today and it could be 57 tomorrow.
You think so? What's the weather this week?
Let me see. It's going to be 80s the rest of this week. Oh, I already checked.
Look at me. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
We can worry about global warming another day.
Right. We can worry about that next week.
Now, Papa T, don't get him started. He'd be like, I'm too old to be caring. When all that happened, I'll be gone to glory. I'm like, thanks, Dad. Way to be.
Thanks, Recycle King.
Said no one ever. All right, we got a great show for y'all today because, again, you deserve the best, and we're going to give you the best. And there's been so many updates. Should we go ahead and get started and get it over with, Telly? About your boy.
He's my boy.
That's your child. That's your friend. Oh, hold on. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Good morning.
Good morning to the best show on the planet.
You better say it like you mean it. I know that's right.
I say it with my chest.
That's right. Stick it out.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all feeling?
You know, and again, for a Tuesday, I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm working on 5 hours of sleep because your nephew decided he going to fly in at 11.
See, look, don't.
That's your fault.
You know how I know it's a good Tuesday?
Did you get a direct deposit? Because we didn't.
Nah. Right. I got paid last night to DJ a little something. But anytime DT comes in here and she's speaking, she got her coffee, she's smiling, it's going to be a good day.
Well, thank you.
Telly is going to be Telly. Telly come in. Good morning, y'all.
Telly. Oh, hold on. This is going to get good. Hold on. I feel
Telly,
like.
Telly is Telly. You know what I'm saying? You gonna
elaborate?
You
gonna display?
But it sounds like I'm pretty consistent. Is that what you say when you say
saying.
Telly?
Yeah,
is Telly.
Yeah. Telly, what you gonna get from Telly is what you gonna get from Telly.
Also, I'm suffering from multiple personality disorder. Thanks, Ricky. We don't know what we gonna get when Denise is here. Look, just what I thought.
No, because you catch flights and stuff like that, so you be kind of tired.
See, this is why I'm food with black men. See, y'all be in the morning. Y'all be getting on my nerves with that. See, I thought it was gonna be a compliment. He's like, you know, Denise has her coffee and she's smiling. And, you know, Telly, you're consistent. We've got, you know, when Denise is here, sometimes we don't know if we need an exorcist.
No, he's saying consistent.
I didn't say that.
He said, Telly's going to be Telly. I'm still trying to figure out what that means. You didn't make that sound great.
It's a good thing for both of y'all. I like when y'all in a good mood, y'all get y'all rest. Especially DT, because she's always traveling.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I just like when y'all come in on an upbeat.
I'm good. And I'm working with 5 hours of sleep. Good morning to you, Craig. Craig says on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Good morning, DT and Telly. Have a great day today. That's what I'm talking about. Got that good energy. Let's go.
I'm laughing for that. Yeah, it's your nephew. Like, see, you can tell.
As black folks, don't we always do that?
Oh, yeah.
When something goes wrong, that's your child.
That's your boy.
That's your baby. Or you know how black women are. Your little friend.
Yeah,
what's his name?
That's your friend.
Your little friend. This brother's like 6'9". Your little friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, you going out with your little friend? Oh, okay. Yeah,
everything turns into little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your little job. You know, you got your little job. You think you all that?
It wasn't little when I paid the mortgage, but okay.
Your little job more important than me now.
Or this one when y'all at the family function, man, that's your cousin.
Right, yeah. That's your cousin. That's your uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you one time? I'm not going to say this person's name, but one time I was at a Bucks game and one of my fans walked up to me and was like, oh, yeah, I listened to your little radio show. Oh, my little radio show.
Oh.
And y'all know my famous response. Burm, burm, burm. What time your show start?
Oh. What time your little show start?
Yeah, what time your little show start?
Not the little. I listen to your little. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Seriously, Truth Nation, when you are doing great things and you have that person that says, oh, yeah, I see your little company or I see you in your little job or your little car. That's a hater.
Mm-hmm.
Run immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they call you their friend. And anytime you do something big, oh, I saw your little ward, they put that little in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hater.
Yeah.
Because my friends, when they win, I'm like Taraji P. Henson. Let's go! Yeah! I'm more excited than they are.
And usually the haters are hating because it's something they want.
Come on, somebody.
Or you doing something they would love to be doing.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all right now, Truth Nation, if you have a person in your life that every time you do something, it's prefaced with a little.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Red flag, red flag. All right, here we go. I'm actually shocked. And I mean that in the literal sense of the word. I did not think, I thought Sean Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Love, Sean Combs. I thought he was going to do everything in his power to avoid going to jail. Mm. But it looks like that may not be the case, Telly.
Hey, it doesn't surprise me. We definitely gonna get into it, but I.
Yeah, we gonna get into it.
It doesn't surprise me.
And fun fact, it's not a fun fact, but you know, I'm gonna go ahead and just say it because we're gonna get into actual details. But did you know, Telly, that yesterday when Puff Daddy was arrested, he was arrested yesterday evening. We're gonna get into that a little bit more. This is the same week that Tupac passed away. I mean, I'm just saying.
Sips tea.
Okay. God, look, now I'm going to be elder. God don't like what? That's all I'm going to put. I'm just going to put it out there. Yep, I hear your eyes rolling. Listener, I see you. I'm just, hey, tell me that's not a coincidence.
I'm going to tell you what is so weird about Tupac and me and my wife. So Tupac and my wife share the same birthday, mm-hmm. and he got shot on my birthday.
he died.
But he died like 6 or 7 days later. Aww. But yeah, he got shot September 7th.
He sure did.
Yep,
that was 96.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, that would be 29 years later, the week of Tupac's death, Sean Diddy Combs was arrested yesterday evening. We're going to talk about that when we come back from break. We got other hot topics. Elon Musk deletes a tweet about Madam Vice President and Governor Waltz after former President Donald Trump's assassination attempt. Y'all, wear your mask. Because once again, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, Wisconsin got cooties.
Mm-mm.
Wisconsin got cooties, y'all. How come every time it spreads, there's a new variant, we're always number one?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Also, corporate America boards, corporate America C-suite still does not have the representation in terms of a reflection of the consumer base or even the employee base. We're going to talk about that. Other hot topics. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told, Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Got the club going up. Okay. Got your girl in the color she chooses. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she chooses.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Hope you are having a great start to the new week. As someone said in our Truth Talking text line, Thomasina said it's only 2 days before Friday Junior.
It's only two.
I know that's right.
A good way to look at it.
Absolutely. Now, Telly, so help me understand. With the mural in Milwaukee's River Rest neighborhood, the building owners say that, and this is the Breonna Taylor mural?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This mural, and this is located in Milwaukee's Riverside, River West neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's still being vandalized, and it was targeted once again over the weekend. And the mural, which was vandalized, shows a And I always mess this word up because it's before 10 a.m. Telly, help me out. Swastika.
Yes.
Within the Star of David is on the side of a building near Holton and Locust. And the mural reads, "The irony of becoming what you once hated." The opportunity is where we got to, who keeps doing this? Who keeps vandalizing this mural? Like, why can't they just leave Breonna alone? I'm trying to understand, why is this even a headline?
Well, it isn't. So it's not that. So the Breonna Taylor mural had been there for a while.
Okay.
After, you know, she was murdered by Louisville police. And all of us, it just seems like all of a sudden the owner of the building wanted this swastika within the Star of David planted over her face.
Okay, I'm looking at pictures. Yes.
Yes. And now
that's been vandalized.
Yes. Now that continues to get vandalized, because, I mean, what was the point of taking down Breonna Taylor? And maybe there was another side of the building you could have put it on.
Got it.
The point was them putting it over Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense now. Because, yeah. I'm Evansville Public Schools, so thank you for breaking it down. I was just like, I don't understand what the headline is.
Yeah.
And as I'm now looking at the pictures, it completely makes sense. So where are we at? What are we doing? Are we going to put Breonna back up? Are we talking to the alderman? Oh, this is Alderman Jocasta. Zamarripa. Okay. This was one where we are all on the same page. There is no place in our city for a mural that lifts up a swastika. And this came from Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa.
Well, she also went on to say, the truth is our hands are tied. It's his property. Mm. He has the right to commission this type of artwork, and all we can do is implore him. He's a leader in his community, and we're imploring him to do the decent thing and take the mural down.
See, this is why, and I know it's early. When you own your own stuff, you ain't, these kind of conversations, they don't even matter.
Yeah.
When you own, at the community, when we own our own buildings, when we own our own grocery stores, schools, hospitals. Don't get me started. Don't get me on my Dr. Umar Johnson soapbox today.
Well, the 15-member Common Council sent statements over the weekend condemning the mural and asking the owner to take it down. But like you said, if he owns it, that's the only thing you can do is ask him to take it down. I think I would like to know more information about it in terms of, it was he the owner of the building when Breonna Taylor was up? And again, why put up such a controversial mural on your side of the building? And then just to prove that, okay, yes, you said that, you know, becoming who you once hated or whatever. Okay, yeah, that may be something that you believe in now and this, that, and the other, but you got to ask yourself, is it worth the commotion? Because to me, it does seem like this mural is going to continue to get vandalized until it is no longer there. And now if he wants to continue to keep putting the money up, and if it means that much to him to have that swastika,
it does.
You know, up there.
It's the principle. It's the power concept. It's like, I'll keep, this is my building. I own it. So I will have this on the building, and as many times as you vandalize it, I'll keep replacing it.
Yeah.
That's that power. So that's that supreme mindset.
Yeah. So you're asking, where are we at with this?
Yeah.
I think that's where we are. You know, people are going to continue to vandalize it, and he's going to continue to replace it. And Dan on our Truth Talking text line wants to know, what's the name of the business or owner? Look, Dan, we don't be putting folks' names out there, but you could go to any local news website, news source, and this story is on their website, and you can get the names.
Dan trying to get us a lawsuit of defamation of character.
Look, I don't drop names.
I'm just playing. I know that's not your intention, Dan. I know you want to see me and Telly eat, not. You know, out of a can.
Is this Shell on our YouTube message board says he can put whatever he wants on his building.
No lies told.
Hey,
it's his building.
Right.
Like, how are we as a community focusing our time and energy on something that we cannot change?
Yeah.
Why are we putting all of our time and energy worrying about something that does not belong to us?
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. You know, we talked about this yesterday. My thing was, whether Donald Trump likes or hates Taylor Swift, it's none of my business. It's his absolute right. It's when you tweet it right after she says, I'm voting for your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using the word hate. So it's like, I'm not tripping that this man obviously is committed to having that swastika. How do you say it again?
Swastika.
Thank you. Displayed. It's his building. You can't get mad at that. What I'm not about to do is first of all, either patronize that building or worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worry about something that you cannot change. Like, it's his property.
Yeah. If you don't like looking at it, don't drive by it. Don't walk past it. Don't.
Or focus on let's get our own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can put whatever you want on the side of your building. But again, this is I get that, you know, if you live in this community, it may not be something you want to see every day, and you may not feel like it's a representation of your community or the city of Milwaukee. But again, that's where ownership comes into play.
Ownership and proprietor.
Yeah. And the only thing they said was, like the common council said, our hands are tied.
They are.
It's his building.
We have to own our stuff. And if you subscribe right now, or actually stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube. And you can also watch us on 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and hit that notification bell so you never miss a minute of our live show. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos has a photograph in our YouTube. You can see it right now of the swastika. There's some words I just can't say, like spaghetti. I just started being able to pronounce spaghetti.
Spaghetti, really?
Oh, man, it used to give me a brain aneurysm trying to say spaghetti. I'm like, get it out. Oh, it was terrible.
I'm like, you just call them Gettys.
You know, I'm not perfect. I'll tell people all the time, look, these are my weaknesses. Or not weaknesses. No one has weaknesses. We just have opportunities to develop. But, yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is Black Talk Radio. I'm at the point of where the pinnacle where I just don't have any more energy or time to waste on as a black person talking about trying to convince someone to do something that is committed to not doing it.
Yeah. And again, he clearly is committed to expressing this and in his way. And even if it's just to get us to talk about it or to cause a controversy, regardless of what his motive is, again, he has the right to put what he wants on the side of his building, as long as it's not hate speech or anything like too crazy, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's an expression, and I just think that, I mean, we need to focus on, you know, on what that means. I mean, most people don't even know what that means. They just know that, oh, it's some white supremacy sign, you know. But if you really go back and look at the origin of the swastika and how all that started, like, again, you will know that, like, you know, you should even feel a certain kind of way. It should be Germans that feel a certain kind of way towards this, not, you know, black people, but. But anyway, you know, I think the point of the matter is that what it covered up. And I mean, and it almost feels like, all right, that Breonna Taylor, that, you know, that happened and that's in the past now. And let's move forward where, you know, that young lady should not be forgotten and on how her life was taken from her in her own home.
I thought there was another Breonna Taylor mural in Milwaukee?
I don't know. I mean, because there was a George Floyd one. There was.
Yeah, but I thought that's not. So 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. Truth Nation, is there another Breonna Taylor mural outside of this one that was in the River West neighborhood? I could have sworn there's one somewhere on the north side, Telly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. That's a good one. I do believe, I want to say there's one that is near the George Floyd one I saw, but I truly think that was the one that I'm thinking about. But there has to be more than one.
I was
going to
say, I
could
have sworn. How about this? How about we as a community focus on building a Breonna Taylor middle school?
And that's exactly what Gwendolyn said on our YouTube message board. Maybe we can find a better place to represent Miss Breonna Taylor in our city.
Dear Black people, please, can we stop depending on people to do things when they have let us know they are not trying to support us? Take that energy away and put it into something that is part of our ownership. That man owns that building. He doesn't owe us anything.
Mm-hmm.
The Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We come back. Wisconsin again makes national news regarding cooties. COVID-19 cases. We'll come back and discuss the status of COVID-19 cases in the state of Wisconsin and what you need to know in order to prevent getting COVID. Stay tuned. You've locked in to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told, Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna be, got the police watching me.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Shout out and thank you to Akbon, one of our valued listeners, who let us know that if you are interested or would like to see here in Milwaukee the Breonna Taylor mural, there is another one, or I should say a Breonna Taylor mural located on 13th and Bleak. So thanks, Akpan. Appreciate that. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. COVID-19 cases are back in Wisconsin at a very, very high rate, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, the CDC monitors wastewater data to track the virus, which can lag a couple of weeks behind current case counts. And this variant of COVID-19 has put Wisconsin on the forefront of wastewater testing for COVID-19 and other diseases, again, as part of a national surveillance effort by the U.S. Center for Disease Control. So in Wisconsin, the CDC reported as of yesterday that Wisconsinites, we are in a state that is showing high levels of wastewater viral activity. Man.
Man, oh man. Like you said, why is it that we want to be the leader in the wrong things, man?
And it's been increasing since the early summer here in Wisconsin.
I mean, but what do you attribute that to? Or contribute that to?
Well, I mean, they're saying that the current wastewater viral activity across the country is high, but here, and I'm looking at the map, the CDC map. When you scroll over Wisconsin, and what's interesting is that Illinois is rated high. Wisconsin is rated very high in terms of the current COVID-19 current wastewater viral activity. So while the CDC and Wisconsin Department of Health Services do not track individual COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations in this state due to COVID-19 have been increasing since spring of this year, and we're around 200 patients the first week of this month.
Wow.
And this is according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Look, whether it's wastewater, Kool-Aid water, white water.
Just water.
Water. I don't want no parts of COVID-19.
Golly. And the weather hasn't even changed yet.
Nope.
Like, you know, people tend to get a little sick or whatever when the weather changes, and that hasn't even happened yet. And there's already 200 this month.
Yep.
Wow.
Now, if you, again, I mean, we've seen this show before. We've been down this road before. Typical COVID-19 symptoms can show up to 2 to 14 days after contact with the COVID-19 virus. And there may be some people with COVID-19 that may only have a few symptoms and some that may not even have any.
Man, oh, man.
But if you, again, yesterday... Well, in all seriousness, let me first say this. So, Telly, if you are experiencing a dry cough, shortness of breath, loss of taste, of smell, fatigue, or extreme tiredness, digestive issues, whether your stomach hurt, you're vomiting, you have diarrhea, headaches, fevers, chills, cold-like symptoms, runny nose, sore throat, don't bring your tail up in here.
Now, if sleep deprived was on that list, then you had something to worry about. But I'm good. Off of that list you just read.
Coronavirus! Right? I went to the bank yesterday, and as soon as I walked in, Telly, this guy, he was at the teller counter, and he's turned around, and he's like,
yeah.
And I was like, really? Really, bro? Like, and the teller, she was cracking up, because you know me, I was like this. Like, I'm walking like this, like, literally.
Usually when I'm in places, I try not to cough, because they
because
as soon as you cough or sneeze, they hey you good?
Yeah,
chill out. Watch that over there.
I don't like when people have episodes like that.
Oh God.
And then be like, oh, it's the pollen. No, you need to go home.
You can't sneeze in public.
You need
no
to
more,
go home,
nothing.
Man. Like, pollen don't make you act like that. You know, come on now. No pollen.
Right.
Man, please.
It's my allergies. I ain't never heard no allergies sound like that.
Yeah. Like,
y'all, for those.
And then, hold on. You'd be like, man, come on, man.
I'll be like, itching like,
ugh. Yeah. For those that don't know, Telly is a germaphobe. He don't have a lot of phobes. Let me be clear. There's not a lot of things that he's afraid of. But I tell you, germs?
Yeah. No, I don't do germs. And it's one thing that you say you don't know of many phobes. My other one, I do not use a porta potty. There's no way you can get me in that thing.
I don't think anybody should.
There's no way you get me in that thing.
Like, you don't care.
I'm going to hold it.
DT, I think I've told you, I've been at parties in California, and they will have only porta potties. I'd be like, hey, dog, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no.
Like,
but what if you have to really go?
I'll go to the nearest gas station.
A gas station is way cleaner than a porta potty.
I'll let you handle that with Ricky.
I was
going
to say, you sure he said it out loud, brother? He was like, man, bump that porta potty. I'm going to go over here to this gas station.
Yeah, no.
At least I can wash up in that bathroom. Yeah. I can't wash up in no porta potty.
I can't relate.
Yeah, so yeah, those are my phobes. You're right. Those germs.
Yeah,
but
you are a big germaphobe.
I don't do that well, man, because you got to think about other people. Like, I get, like, yeah, you could sneeze, but if you're having episodes and you just struggling.
It's that wet cough for me.
Yeah, you need to go to the crib.
It's them people, because, you know, COVID is like a respiratory, you know, infection. So when you hear that mucusy wet cough and then somebody talking about, oh, it's my allergies. Houseway.
No, that ain't no allergy. Like,
and
allergies.
Please help me understand.
Not sound like that.
Y'all, stay safe and stay healthy. And see, Telly, I'm going to tell you right now, because I've already started doing it. If I hear one cough on a flight, I'll give the courtesy, like, okay. Maybe they're just clearing their, you know.
Maybe the water went down the wrong way.
Yeah, maybe the water went down. But, you know, positive intent. Try to be positive.
Right.
But when that second cough hit,
they're like, look, man, you need to.
I turn my head and I kind of look to the person. And then if they cough a third time, I'm like, excuse me, flight attendant. And I do it so passive aggressively, because I'm like, if you can come on this flight and confidently expose people to your cooties, knowing that we are in the midst of a pandemic, excuse me, flight attendant, may I please have a mask?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it just like that.
Yeah.
And I'll and look, and you know, I'll be all dramatic. I'll put the mask on so they can see. Cause I'm like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not just men. Let me be clear. Cause you know they say, you know, men. No, it be women too.
Yeah. No, I was talking about a woman. That I wasn't talking about no dude. This happened on Saturday, as a matter of fact. And it was and she was at a table like next to ours, and it's like for about an hour straight, it blowing her nose and and then she had her dog with her. I'm like, maybe you're allergic to your dog.
Yeah, because it's allergies. It's definitely allergies. And y'all, can we please stop taking advice and listening to these people who aren't doctors? I remember, I will never forget this, and I think I've shared this story before. Telly, you remember me talking about when COVID like first hit, and this is like March of 2020. Remember, because that was spring break. So you had all these college students who were just determined to still go and celebrate spring break.
Spring break.
And you know who was one of those? Almost said a bad word. My son. And here's the crazy part. We had Dr. Fauci. We had all kind of specialists. We had representation from the CDC doing interviews. But of course, Darren Thomas, he's now a self-proclaimed medical physician. Oh, mama, you can't get COVID being outside. And oh, mama, I'm gonna have. I mean,
you heard the man. He said, just drink a little bleach. You'll be straight. It's like, oh, so now you want to listen to him.
Right. Were you there? Boy, I'm telling you, I was like, I can see right now, one of us ain't going to make it. Because my thing was, look.
Just go out there in the fire.
But here was the problem. And wait a minute, now that we talking about it, I got my dad. I met my dad. He was like, because I was like, Dad, I'm alone and. I think I need to come home and just spend time with you and mama. And he was like, the hell you are? He was like, I saw what's going on in Wisconsin. I'm old. You stay in your butt.
Don't bring that over here.
I was like, wait a minute. It's me, baby girl. Baby girl, my.
No, I know a lot of older people that were just like that. Be like, look, hey, we ain't accepting no visitors.
I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, wait a minute, you don't want to see me and your grandkids? He was like, especially them. Them young people, they really stand out. He was like.
Why grandparents don't want to see this? Dude, take Dad, you and them babies?
Dad was like, look, what did Madam Vice President say? Do not come.
Yeah, do not.
Papa T was like, do not come. Do not come. You are listening to me. I was like, dang, Dad. I was like, me and the kids coming. He's like, the hell y'all are? He's like, I'm old. When he said this, though, this is what was the killer for me. He goes, oh, I've been watching the news. I see what y'all nasty people doing in Wisconsin. Y'all nasty. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, Sean Combs was arrested in his Manhattan residency yesterday evening. And as Telly and I were talking about, it's not looking
too good for Diddy Boy.
We come back, we'll get more into that and other hot topics. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Really, Ricky?
I'm just being a producer.
And you know what? In actuality, shame on me because it's not funny when you see another black man getting locked up. So pardon me. That's not funny.
But a lot of it is self-inflicted, though. These are things that Sean Diddy Combs, because here's the thing. If you didn't do any of these things, no one is going to just knock on your door one day and accuse you of all of these things. So
you're right.
Yeah, so.
Sean aka Puff Daddy P. Diddy, Love Combs, the music mogul. As we know, all year, since the beginning of this year, Telly, we've been reporting the sexual assault lawsuits, the federal investigations. Well, yesterday, at a Manhattan hotel in New York, where Diddy's from, where Diddy was once, you know, acclimated with the key to the city by the mayor, which has been rescinded, along with other major awards. Howard University, they gave him the $1 million back. Did we ever get an update on whether Jackson State gave Diddy the money back?
What money?
Tell you on one today. I love it.
What money?
I know that's right. Say
Jackson
again.
State, like,
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What?
We got other issues. Like, actually, if you want to give us some more money, we'll take that. But give back?
It's just like when they asked Clive Davis about Diddy. He goes, who? Wow. You see that interview? This reporter walked up to Clive Davis. So for those who aren't familiar with Clive Davis, he was basically the founder of J Records, which formerly he was a major executive for, was it Arista? Yeah, Arista Records. You had artists like Aretha Franklin.
He also gave Whitney Houston her start.
Gave a lot of people. Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. J-Hud. And one of the sub-companies of Arista, or excuse me, J Records at the time, was Bad Boy Records. Mm-hmm. So when Bad Boy left Uptown, when Diddy left Uptown Records, he created Bad Boy, which was under Clive Davis's record label, along with LaFace. Dude, Clive Davis, so for him to say, who, when they ask him, so what do you think about the recent Diddy scandal? He was like, who? I said, oh. What money?
What money? Wow.
So, Sean Combs was arrested yesterday inside a Manhattan hotel after a grand jury indicted him. The indictment is sealed and the charges were not announced, but Mr. Combs' lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, said he believed he was being charged with racketeering and sex trafficking. And Telly, you were saying before break, this is a big deal because it's one thing to get arrested by the local police department.
Right. But Combs was taken into custody by Homeland Security investigations at approximately 8:15 last night. So these aren't just all he was doing some sexual acts. Like you said, racketeering, federal human trafficking probe, illegal drugs are saying. And then here's the one part that I said, Diddy in trouble. You know who you don't mess with outside of the IRS?
The feds?
Southern District in New York.
Ooh.
And where was he indicted and taken into custody? And who made the statement? Damian Williams, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. You don't mess with the Southern District. You do not.
Why not? Look at me. Why not?
Okay, Plexico Barris went to jail for shooting himself in the leg because New York had gun laws that you couldn't own a gun. And that was in the Southern District. Where did Trump's, the $450 million that he had to pay back happen in New York?
Southern District.
Southern District.
Wow.
I mean, you go back to that Southern, look up the history of the Southern District of New York.
You got me. I'm telling you.
So
no parts.
If you get indicted and you have anything to do with the Southern District of New York, it ain't good.
Can I read to you, Telly, in Truth Nation? I want to get your thoughts on this. And I'm probably when I say this, some of y'all are probably going to get mad at me. It ain't the first time. It won't be the last. I got a question, and I'm going to start with you, Telly. Now, this was a statement from Sean Combs' legal team. This was a statement they made yesterday, and I quote, Sean Diddy Combs is a music icon. No lie told. Self-made entrepreneur. No lie told. Loving family man. That's not for me to say, because I don't know, that's not for me to, say truth or lie. Proven philanthropist who has spent the last 30 days building an empire. No lies told. adores his children. Again, I don't know. And working to uplift the black community. Now, here's where I have a problem with the final piece of this statement that came from Diddy's legal team. He is an imperfect person, but he is not a criminal. What the heck did we see on television where he was beating his former girlfriend, Cassie, like she was like one of them New York rats?
Yeah. Dumb, dumb.
How is that not, like, what are you talking about? He's not a criminal.
Because if that doesn't show criminality,
man,
it at least shows that he's willing to do just about anything. If you go hit a woman like that, they're like, you'd be like, well, I don't, you know, I don't, I may hit women, but I don't touch old ladies or I don't touch kids. But
stop right there.
Like, yeah, you can't do that. Like, if he's willing to do that or have that type of gross act, he's capable of anything.
That right there, Telly, you, as far as I'm concerned, you hit the nail on the head. Because if I was the prosecutor, I would say, what? So we're sending a message that you could be all these things and still beat your wife or your girlfriend or your lover. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a philanthropist. You could be an entrepreneur. You could be an icon. Of course, you're not perfect. But as far as beating your, like the way that we saw, that doesn't make you a criminal. When we come back, I want to hear your thoughts. Is Diddy, and I mean, I know a lot of us, we're not in this business to wake up in the morning and judge people, but is not what we saw criminal activity, criminal behavior? Is this something that, you know, should just be wiped away because he's an entrepreneur and he's done this and he's done that? 833-212-1017. We'll be back.